Boston Tower. This is Nevada 121, Papa Papa on final approach.
Oh, man. This is great. Flying to Boston to see Springsteen in concert. Springsteen!
Bruce!
Boss!
Oh, man. We owe it all to Lowell. He is the man that snaked those tickets.
That's right. That's right. It's not often somebody's willing to pay scalper's prices, but this is to see Springsteen!
Bruce! The boss!
Hottest tickets in town. We're in the fourth row. Can you believe it?
Hey, you think he'll dance with me, Joe?
Well, maybe. After all, we are talking about...
Springsteen!
Bruce!
You guys remember at Helen's counter when you told me to take out the tickets and make sure I had them?
Aeromass Flight 19 to Boston is now boarding.
Springsteen!
Bruce!
Please. She only went out with you because she pities you.
Listen, Joe, I've gotten many things in my life out of pity. Doesn't make them any less pleasurable. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, just go in the office. Go in the office. Just go in the office. Don't even ask.
Oh, my God.
No, hey, don't look over there.
What's going on? Roy's not cleaning his ears again, is he?
Worse. Faye, do you remember that incredibly irritating old man who conned us into flying cross-country?
The one who asks all the annoying questions?
Carlton Blanchard sitting right over there.
Can I ask you a question? For Pete's sake, for the love of Mike, heavens to Betsy, who are all these people?
Carlton. Carlton Blanchard. Hey, you guys, it's Carlton Blanchard.
Great. Now he's coming over here.
Joe, fire Lowell.
Okay.
Howdy do, fellas. Miss Cochran. I haven't seen you boys since we took our trip. A lot of memories, huh?
Yes, but if I drink enough and leave a light on, I could almost sleep through the night.
That brings up an interesting question. If you have a nightmare during the day, what do you call it?
I'll let you know as soon as this one's over.
Aeromass Flight 12 from New York is now arriving at Gate 1.
Hot diggity, that's my son's flight.
Oh, you're meeting your son here?
Oh, yes, I'm very excited. He so rarely visits.
Yeah, go figure.
What a great day. I found my grandfather's ring that I thought I had lost. My first fare gives me a $50 tip. And a beautiful woman asks me for my phone number. Nothing can go wrong for Antonio this day.
Hey there, Angelo.
He's back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Roy, I got 5 out of 6 numbers on the lottery. Do you know what this means? I won $25,000.
Good for you. Now get back to work.
I don't think so. Not today, big boy. Because today I've got 25,000 presidents in my pocket who've all been dying to say something to you for a long time. You're overbearing. You're obnoxious. You're rude.
That's last week's paper.
But overshadowing it all is your generous, forgiving nature. Why, if you were a woman, I'd kiss you on the lips. But ain't nobody making that mistake.
Oh, Mr. Blanchard, hi. How are you?
Oh, tired and in constant pain. Thanks for asking.
Where's your son?
He couldn't make it. Guess he's too busy to celebrate his old dad's birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm used to it. He didn't even have time to come to visit me when I had my bypass surgery.
You mean someone saved his life on purpose?
Well, it's only my 70th birthday. It's not exactly a milestone. I guess I'll just go home and shove a candle in a cupcake.
Are you going to be all alone?
Same as every year. Bye.
Oh, You know what we should do? We should throw him a birthday party.
No, Helen, don't, no. You have no idea.
I cannot believe how selfish you're all being. I mean, it's his 70th birthday. Who knows if he'll make it to 71?
Yes, who knows?
I'll go, Helen.
Thank you, Faye. Lowell, how about you?
Absolutely. I like him.
Antonio?
Couldn't I just sign the card? All right.
Guys?
Well, I'll go if Brian does.
Yeah, okay, I'll go. What? I only said that because I thought you wouldn't go. I gave you the signal and everything.
Boy, it's hard to believe that Carlton's turning 70. Phew. Can you imagine all he's lived through? 1920s, 1930s, 1940s,
Low.
50s,
60s, Low.
70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay, everybody, here they come. Quiet.
I don't know.
Well, think about it. If it's neither here nor there, where the hell is it?
Surprise!
Jiminy Cricket. You nearly scared me to death.
Perhaps he could enter again so we could get it right.
What are you people doing here?
Well, we're here to celebrate your birthday.
A birthday party? Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. Where are the presents?
Well, we threw it together so fast, we really didn't have a chance to get you any.
You had time to get balloons.
So, happy birthday, Carlton. It's good to see you again.
Who are you, anyway?
I'm Lowell. Lowell Mather.
Mather. Would you, by any chance, be related to Jeanette Mather?
Yeah, I mean, she's my great aunt. Do you know her?
Oh, I practically married her. But you know what they say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? That's 17 questions. 3 more to go.
Was he married?
Yes. 2 more to go.
Is it my turn?
Yes, 1 more to go.
All right, was this person a politician?
No. That's 20 questions. I win.
Okay, who was it?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
When Brian asked you if he was a politician, you said no.
Well, I was afraid that would give it away.
Helen, don't you have to get up early tomorrow to do that thing that you have to do tomorrow?
What?
That thing.
Oh, the thing that I have to do tomorrow? Yeah, boy, we better call it a night. I got this thing that I have to do.
Finally over already? I've hardly had any excitement.
How's that?
Well, okay, you bunch of party poopers. But I've got to visit the little birthday boy's room before I go.
Okay, it's upstairs.
Oh, that's convenient.
Hey, what are you doing?
Ditching the old man while his pants are down.
Wait.
It's dark up here. Where's the light switch?
It's on the wall. You can't leave me here alone with him.
I don't see it.
Well, happy birthday, Carlton.
Oh, my ankle really, really hurts.
Now, you heard what the doctor said. It's just a mild sprain. In a couple of days, you'll be as good as... You'll be your old self again. Okay, let's get you home.
Well, my leg feels like hot pins are going into it. And I'm very thirsty.
Okay, I'll just get you something to drink first. I think I have some grape juice.
Actually, I'm allergic to that.
Okay, how about some diet soda?
Oh, carbonation doesn't agree with me.
Milk?
I'm lactose intolerant. I had a terrible time at my mother's breast.
Oh, God, I just pictured that. Look, Carlton, I really think you should call your son so he can come home and take care of you.
He's too busy with his fancy New York law firm. Besides, he'd take one look at this and he'd smell a lawsuit.
A lawsuit?
Well, I did fall on your property in front of five witnesses.
Carlton, you take me to court?
Not me, my son, Carlton Jr. Believe me, I'm not proud of that barracuda that sprang from these loins.
Just when I got the picture of you breastfeeding out of my mind. Look, why don't you stay here for the night?
Well, if you insist. But I don't want to be an inconvenience.
Oh, no, you won't be an inconvenience. I'll just make the sofa for you.
Oh, so you get the good bed?
Well, it's upstairs.
Oh, that's right. You'd have to carry me up. The couch will be fine.
A week. The doctor said he was supposed to be on his feet after 2 days, and he's still on his back after a week. This guy's driving me nuts. The house is always too cold. He needs his food cut in tiny little bite-sized pieces. Oh, and don't get me started on those questions. Why do you suppose this? Why do you suppose that?
Here's a radical suggestion. Why don't you just ship him home to his family?
I can't. If his son finds out that Carlton fell on my property, he'll sue me for everything I've got. I could lose his lunch counter.
You know, that would be a good name for this place, to lose your lunch counter.
Carlton, leave me alone.
Oh, he got you a beeper?
You want to reach me in case of an emergency. All right, what is it, Carlton? No, now, I don't think this is an emergency. Okay, I'll get you some on the way home. All right, bye-bye. How much trail mix can one man eat? I'm really losing my mind here. You guys have got to help me. I just can't do it by myself. Please. I don't believe this. If any of you needed anything, I'm always there for you. I ask for one simple favor, and you act like I'm asking for your kidney.
That you could have.
Fine.
Well, wait a minute, Helen. I can help you out.
All right. Thank you, Faye.
And I just drive around all the day in my cab, so I suppose I could run an errand or two.
Thank you, Antonio.
Well, I don't know what more you expect from me. I went over there last night and gave old Carlton a sponge bath.
No, you didn't.
You're at 614 Elm, right?
I'm at 612 Elm. Okay, what about you guys? Are you gonna help me?
Well, I'll do it if you will. Yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Damn it! You missed my signal again! We need a new system. This isn't working at all.
Well, that couch of yours is like a rock, so I rented this for a month. They'll bill you. I'm not here.
Faye, watch him.
Hello.
Hello. Empty!
Why are you doing that? It's annoying.
Oh, that's right. You're new. That's my signal to indicate that my glass is empty.
Oh, well, Carlton, the pitcher's right here.
Empty!
Okay, okay.
thanks. And one favor, please. Would you mind cranking me up a little?
All right.
Oh, you thought I meant the bed.
You realize I could snap you like a twig.
Tease, tease, tease.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Where'd Faye go? All right, what'd you say to her?
Nothing. 1 minute she's fine, the next minute she's bitter as a pill. Which reminds me, my ankle is beginning to throb.
Take your pill.
I'd love to, but... Auntie!
I have the old man's cats.
You didn't ask me if you could bring your cats here, Carlton.
I can't bear the thought of my little pussy wussies being left all alone.
Well, see ya.
No, Antonio, listen. I've got to go run some errands, and he doesn't like to be alone at night.
I already brought the cats.
Look, Jake, you owe me. I married you so immigration wouldn't kick your butt out of this country.
You equate that with being alone with him?
It's time for somebody to rub my feet.
You're on. See ya.
Please.
Prima il compleanno, poi I gatti. Ci credo che mi succede questo.
Hurry up. That's nice. Say, Angelo, do you know the song, That's Amore?
Yes.
Well, if the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, how do you think a doorknob would feel?
I don't know.
Well, I'll try this. If we were derived from the kangaroo, instead of the monkey, do you suppose we'd still need pockets in our pants?
I don't know.
Well, here's another. Can a man catch a fungal infection just by touching a man on his foot?
Yes! You disgusting old man! Hear me now, Blanchard. If you tell Helen that I left early, I will track you down and I will kill you.
As this latest frontal system moves through our air...
doing?
Well, I was feeling better, so I thought I'd try to see if I could actually take a few steps.
You were dancing.
Oh, if only.
You nasty little leprechaun. I don't believe this. I am so gullible. They warned me about you, and I didn't believe them.
I didn't do any harm.
Oh, you didn't do any harm? I've been scared all week that your son was going to drag me into court.
I wouldn't take you to court. I couldn't. You see, I kind of exaggerated about my son.
Oh, he's not a lawyer, is he?
I don't have a son.
What?
I don't have any children that I know of.
Then what were you doing at the airport?
Well, it was my birthday, and I had such a good time with those fellas.
That you thought she would con us into throwing you a party, and you faked falling down the stairs.
Oh, no, I did fall down the stairs. You want to see the bruises?
Don't you dare.
I'm sorry. But you see, most people aren't nice to me unless I pay them or trick them.
Look, you don't have to do that. So look, from now on, if you want something from me, just ask me.
Oh, in that case, could I stay here a little longer?
I'd rather be thrown naked into a Turkish prison.
Is that a no?
Carl, all your cats are loaded up and ready to go.
All eight of them?
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. Yeah, they're all here.
Well, okay, bye, Carl.
Come on, Carl. Let me take it.
No,
please, let me take it.
No, I said
let me
no.
Tell all five. Don't.
It's my ex.
Helen.
Oh, no. You break him, you take him.
Every episode of Cheers has great moments, but only this next episode has the perfect moment.
Now, call me crazy, but this could be the perfect moment.
You're right.
Yeah.
Aw, we gave it away. Well, stay tuned and see it again soon on Nick at Night.